glad you shed your blood for me. I'm so glad you rose for me.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, I give him thanks right now. Oh, he's been so good to me. I don't know about nobody else, but he's a good God. Yes, he is. And he started me this morning. Yes, he did. I was able to walk right. I was able to talk right. Oh, he gave me that peace that I need. Yes, he did. And he gave me that joy that I need today. Nobody could do it but Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. He's everything to me. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I praise him right now. I give him all the glory. I give him all the honor. Because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised today. Oh, ain't you glad he died for you? He's a good God. Yes, he is. I would take journey right now. Wouldn't take nothing from the journey right now. I believe and I depend on him. I don't have nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. He's a friend, but I don't have a friend. I can talk to him when I get ready. He's that kind of God. Yes, he is. Oh, why don't you try him? Just trust him right now. Oh, he's a good God. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I surrender all I got to him right now. Sweet Jesus, we serve. He's so good. Yes, he is. 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 You ought to give some thanks right now. He is worthy. 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 I don't know what he's done for you. Hallelujah. But he's been good to me down through the years. When I didn't have a mother, he was there. Yes, he was. When I didn't have a father, he was there. I don't know what I would have done if it had not been for Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Can't nobody do me like sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. He's everything to me. I give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. He is worthy. Nobody but Jesus. Jesus. He's a merciful God. Yes, he is. Just trust him. Believe in him. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus, sweet Jesus, yeah, Jesus.
Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, our great God of Abraham, Isaac, and the great God of Jacob, the great God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thank you for this day now. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind so I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of Jesus. What can we do without Jesus? If anybody in here or hear my voice, wherever you may be, if you don't love Jesus, something wrong. You have a problem, a bad problem. He loved us when we didn't even love ourselves. Just what we come to church for. To talk about one somebody. That's Jesus. Nobody else but Jesus. It's what we're here for. It's what we're here for. If God be for us, who can be against us? Number 13. If he be for us, who can be against us? Number 13. Nobody or nothing else can make the difference. If he for us, he in a class all by himself. Nobody can match him. Nothing can match him. He's some God. God and don't need nobody. That's tough. Don't need nobody. He said, if I was hungry, I won't ask you nothing. He's some God. If anybody again in here or hear me got a problem with Jesus, raise your hand. We'll send a paramedic at you. You need help. You need help. And don't realize you need help. You need help. However, turn your Bibles, if you will, to Romans. No, let's get Timothy. Let's get Timothy. Look at Timothy. 2 Timothy 1, beginning at the 6th verse. Yeah, 2 Timothy 1. That's where I want. Beginning at the 6th verse. Paul writing to Timothy. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on my hand. By maybe ordaining you or whatever. Putting power. However, I'm reminding you. I'm reminding you. You don't mess around and forget. I'm reminding you. Paul can say, I know I'm getting old, but I remember. And I'm now going to bring it to your remembrance that I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me in prisons, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. A ninth verse. Who has saved us? There's an ED on it. I'm still saved. Who have saved us. Bless this holy name. Everybody says, saved us. And not only that, and called us, not with a deadly call, but with a holy calling. Not according because you helped the old lady cross the street. Not because you've done some good things, but according, not according to, but according to his own purpose. Let's say that there a minute. His own purpose. Something I put in you for my purpose. Not your purpose, but for my purpose. I've done this before you was born. See, we're not in this for us. We didn't have nothing to do with it. In a sense, God already have chosen us and put something in us for his own. And the grace which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Boy, it blow your mind. I don't know about y'all. Sometimes I just get by myself and just think about things like this before the world begins. That blow your mind. How in the world can he do this? Already. This what make me happy right here. What make me happy, all these billions of folks in the world, he looked down on a little somebody like me and picked me out. And can I say this, y'all? Let me say it. And dust me off. And say, I can use this little fella here. That's all be enough to shout right there. But I found out something. You got to stay up date with God. You got to stay up date. You ought to check your date sometime and see how you and God get along. God can use us, but we forget about God because things going well with us. But you ought to check your date and at least call him to see if you're still in order. Bless his holy name. He still love you. And he still care. And my brothers and sisters, the way this reads, the gift of God can come to a standstill of doing nothing for the kingdom of God. Of doing what? Doing nothing for the kingdom of God. Timothy was doing nothing for Jesus. But he was a Christian. That's right. He wasn't doing nothing. Been born again, but wasn't doing for the kingdom of God. Lord of mine, nothing for the kingdom of God. Bless his holy name. A Christian can become powerless in the church. Heart of mine. Fire going out. He can become useless. Get this straight now. Still born again, but useless. Powerless. In the church. That's going on every day right now. Call of mine. In the church right now. Going on. We need some supplies of the Spirit of God. We can get spiritually cold. Everybody say cold. I'm cold nature. If I get cold, you don't get much out of me. Cold. That man told you we ain't gonna paint. If it's cold, I won't be out here. But I got to work, and I got to work, and I got to get a little hot. I saw some more folks out here getting around that day when I'm cold. I got in the same pack with them, and when I got in the pack, I forgot about the cold. Good point. Good point. And so many Christians in church are cold. They need some fire. Sometimes you hear folks in church saying, they cry, don't sing like it used to. No, before you put on the choir, check yourself out. It just might be you. This is what happened to Timothy. He had got cold. Fire going out. And what? They'll be criticizing the church going and coming. I know folks like that. Matter of fact, I've got some like that. Check yourself out first. If you've been born again, y'all know you've been born again. You've got to keep some fire under you. When I was with a boy, you know, we had them coal heaters and stove, and you can have a lot of coal on there, but after a while, they'll go out if you don't watch yourself. You've got to stir up. My mama told me many times, boy, go stir that fire up. Y'all, your folks don't know what stirring fire up is, but we all folks know that. Got to stir the fire up in you. Stir the fire up and get some light. Get some feeling good. But so many folks in church cold. And think everybody else cold. You the one cold. You the one. Not them. It's you. You got to check your own self out. And when you start a missing church and start a doing things that you ain't got no business, you're getting by yourself. You're getting by yourself. There ain't nothing sounding right. They don't look like they used to look. No, check yourself out. When you start a missing church, Lord Almighty, that's where we got to mix with the saints of God. And when you mix with the saints of God, you get warm. You're getting rid of your hate. You're getting rid of all that kind of stuff. You're leaving the world. Now you're getting with the saints of God. And you get warm on the inside. Now just like this. Just gotta use y'all fellas. Y'all don't care. Now just like this, the mist back here. See, now you get some cold and a bunch of cold. Now. Who barbecue with charcoal? Everybody. They got everything, using everything now, you know. All kind of chemicals. I don't know what you're using, but charcoal. Watch this now. You got a big pile of charcoal. All of them red. Take one off and lay it by itself.
All right. Going out.
Reach in here. Try. Take one off. All I'm ready. Now, I dare you to take one off by itself and lay it aside. Yes, see, don't it go out?
Come on.
Yes, sir. Timothy, God Almighty, had got cold. The Holy Spirit remind Paul, you better check him out. That boy been called. That boy been born again. But he done got called. And everything that been criticized now in the church. Sometimes folks find everything criticism in the church. Nothing but criticism. Nothing, something wrong with you somewhere. Check yourself out. David thought he was hitting all right. God Almighty. Well, you find out it was him. Paul, get your Bible right quick. I like for the Bible to talk for itself. And look at Psalm 51 and 12 for me. Before you're looking at it, check your own self out. Things ain't right. Check yourself out. Quiet on saying like they used to. Check yourself out. Reverend Walker don't preach like you used to. Check yourself out. Got to let some worldly stuff go in. Read, Paul.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
God Almighty.
And uphold me with thy free spirit.
You need to be what? Rich what? Store. Unto me the what?
Mama.
What?
The joy.
What?
The joy.
Ain't got no joy. A lot of folk come to church, they ain't got no joy. The joy of my salvation. When I first got it, oh, everybody love Jesus, I love him. But now my joy gone. And when my joy gone, don't look like nobody right. You can't play in the world and do everything and lie and talk about folk. You ain't going to have no joy. That's the very reason I said you ought to speak to your neighbor when you come in here. can't worship God mad. Your joy gone. Well, when you got joy, you can almost walk water. Some joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Is my strength. I don't feel like I can make it, but I got some joy. And because I got joy, I got some what? Strength. I can do all things through who? Who what? Strengthen me. Some folk come to church just to criticize. If that's what you come for, you need to stay at home. We come to worship God. It ain't not a church problem, it's your problem. Wasn't nothing going on right because Timothy was messed up. Timothy was messed up. Got cold. Joy of the Lord is my strength. So he asked the Lord, old David said, restore. God of mine, I can't feel what I used to feel. I used to shout in church. You can't shout. Well, don't put it on the church. Put it on yourself. Can't say hallelujah no more. What wrong? Don't put it on the church. Put it on yourself. I don't care who and what's going on in the church. If I got Jesus on my side, I come to worship. I ain't going to be watching nobody else. I come to worship. I'm going to give him praise because I got joy. That's his holy name. So stop putting things on other folks. And my brothers and sisters, Paul is saying to Timothy, stir up. I'm going to say Jesus. Stir up Jesus. God Almighty. Stir him up. Stir up Jesus. That is in you. By the power of the Holy Spirit. To let the worldly people know whose side you own. Because Jesus doesn't have secret disciples. We need to let the world know whose side we on. Jesus doesn't have no secret disciples. He don't have no FBI's, but no. We need to let the world know we on Jesus' side. What you got to hide? Who you afraid of? Good. Ain't no secret disciples around here. Hey, you got a problem. Don't put it on the church. You got that problem yourself. Don't put it on the church. You got that problem yourself. God Almighty. No, Paul, read Matthew for me, 5:14-16. No secret disciples. Want to hide. Watch what Jesus said.
Ye are the light of the world.
God Almighty.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid.
The light. You can't hide no light. You know, got no secret disciples of Larry. No secret disciples. You trying to hide. He told you let your what? Light. Let it shine. Well, what you hiding from him? Why are you trying to hide the light? You said you've been born again. Well, what you trying to hide Jesus for? He is the light of the world. Well, why you got Jesus hid then? He's the light of the world. Well, what you got to hide? And we need to let the world know that he is alive. God Almighty. Let your light shine. Before who? Not chickens and turkeys. But men. Well, they can do what? They got to see something. We love to do a lot of talking, but they got to what? See something. The world got to see some Jesus in us. Not so much a talk, but some what? Sin. That they may see our not bad work, but what? Our good stuff. And then we glorify. God Almighty. Boy, I got to read this thing. I said, Lord, Timothy had a problem. Just hit the church today. We got problems. We're putting everything on the church. You better check your own self out. You don't got cold. That if you've been born again. Now, everybody cold ain't born again now, but Timothy was born again. Paul said, I'm remembering. I'm going to bring it to his memory. Stir up the gift. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
Neither.
Watch this now.
Do men light a candle.
Listen.
And put it under a bushel.
God Almighty.
But on a candlestick.
Yeah.
And it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Lord have mercy. We want folk to see the light. This world is dark. Spiritually, the world dark. The world got dark ever since Adam messed up in the garden. The world, in a sense, got spiritually what? Dark. Jesus said, I'm what? The light of the world. So now you can't find your way back to heaven because it's what? Dark. You need some light, ain't that right? Well, when it got dark, they couldn't find our way back to him. So he said, I'm going to be the light of the world to show you how to get back where you come from.
All right.
You need some light. And then he told us who had trusted him, he said, let your light shine. And then we were, but you don't hide your light. What you hiding for?
All right.
Oh, your chicken? Oh, have mercy. Huh? You scared? Huh? Chicken, you scared? What you afraid of? You afraid to show Jesus?
Alright.
I said, are you afraid to show Jesus? Why are we trying to hide Jesus in certain places? How the world gonna see Christ when you hide the light? He said, we are the light of the world. All right, now we don't put it on a bushel. We put it on what? A candlestick. Lord have mercy. Well, everybody can see whose side I'm on. In these last days, we don't know whose side church folks on now. Hard to find out. To find out whose side folks on now. In the last and evil days. Read on, Paul.
Let your light so shine.
Yeah.
Before men. That they may see your good works.
God Almighty.
And glorify your Father which is in heaven.
But folk can see you glorify who? Which is in heaven. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, first of all, Lord have mercy. Brother Timothy, everybody say Brother Timothy. Brother Timothy was afraid and ashamed of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Brother Timothy, who Paul writing to, Brother Timothy, he was ashamed and afraid to testify Jesus Christ. Been born again, but fire gone out. You need to kill your fire. You got a little spark, but you need to spin it. You need to do something about it. Looking at somebody right now, spark! You need a spark! And when you find folks always criticizing the church, check yourself out. If they come to you again, say, well, you know, check yourself out. Everybody say, check yourself out. Tell them you may need a spark. Lord have mercy. He was ashamed to stand up for Jesus Christ. He was ashamed to stand and be a witness for Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, in these last days, in the days of Paul, even Timothy, just to be identified with Jesus Christ, their life was in danger. Not being persecuted, but just to be identified as a Christian, your life was in danger. Back in Paul's day. My brother and sister, but in this 21st century church of Jesus Christ, what is our excuse for being a witness for him? Back in Paul's days, just to be identified as a Christian, you may get killed. But in the 21st century, what is our excuse not witness Christ? Boy, I got quiet. What's your excuse? Ain't nobody gonna shoot you. What's your excuse? But back in them days, they may get persecuted all kind of way.
All right.
But in our day, who's going to hit you because you said Jesus? Because you witnessed Jesus. What is our excuse? And this is what's wrong with the church today. We don't want to bring the gospel down to the day.
You're right.
We've got to bring it to the day. We still serve the same God, don't we? Well, we got to bring it down to the day. Daniel got out of the line then. You shout. Hebrew boy. Watch this. But see, we still there. They got out because they love Jesus. We still act because we ain't doing nothing much. That's what got them out because they love Jesus. We got to come down to talk about us now. Get a shouting off of Daniel, but what about Susan? What about Mac? What about William? What about us? In these last, in these days. And my brother and sister, look at your neighbor. So what is our excuse in this 21st century not witnessing Jesus? All right. Now watch this. Watch this. We mostly are ashamed of him. We mostly are ashamed. Ain't nobody going to shoot you because you said Jesus. But mostly in this 21st century, we are what? But back in those days, your life was at stake. But now, we can say Jesus, and where we go. They may not like it, but we can say it.
That's right.
What is our excuse? We serve the same Jesus. The same Jesus that Paul said got up. That's the same one we talk about. He got up. But we don't bring the gospel down to us. These fellas had to go through some things too. But what about us in this 21st century? What is our excuse not witnessing Jesus? Most ashamed of him. God Almighty. We are too intelligent. It don't take all of that. Oh, we don't do that no more. What about us? What about us in our day? What about us? What about you? Look at your own self. What about you? Me. What our excuse? The Jesus that we preach got up early Sunday morning. Yeah. Well, he got up for us too.
Yeah. Mama. My Lord.
In these last and evil days. Number three, we don't want to be disturbed because of Jesus. Don't disturb me. That's disturbing me. Don't bring them. I ain't got too much on my mind to be worried about that. God Almighty. So now watch this. Now watch some of your friends that be around. Now somebody watch. Here you go. Say, well, you get talking about Jesus. And time you get talking about Jesus. Well, there she go. Yeah, there she go. Oh, he the one got me going. Yeah, there she go. So he the one got me going. Say something about a football. Good, yeah, man, yeah. But what about Jesus? What about Jesus? What about Jesus? What about him? Chicken. Paul talked to Timothy because, you know, Timothy was born again. He was born again. But he got cold. The great Timothy.
That's right.
Bible teaching Timothy.
Go ahead.
So when you begin to criticize the church, check yourself out first. Look. Look like you ought to do that first.
All right.
I said, look like. But all you won't put on yourself is you. You want folks to be called just like you. I got a joy. And I ain't going to let nobody take my joy. Don't want to be disturbed. And my brother and sister, we can see now, my brother and sister, Jesus is the worldly people's problem. That's right, but check it out anywhere you read it. Jesus, nobody said, is the worldly people's problem. Just leave Jesus out.
All right.
Amen.
You'll get along with the world if you just what? Leave Jesus' name out.
That's you're right,
sir. I know I'm right.
Yes, sir.
You'll get along with the devil and plus the more church folks if you just leave Jesus' name out.
Go ahead.
up. Boy, I'm getting happy over something here.
All right.
I don't know about y'all preachers.
Uh-huh.
You got to speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
I can't leave his name. The reason I can't leave his name, and I know what he done for me. And I know he real. Preaching on false Jesus.
Yeah.
I know he's alive.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but the Holy Ghost bear witness in me. Yeah. He is alive.
Yeah.
And he lives forever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The world problem is the name Jesus. Promise you that name will get anybody's attention. I don't care where you go. They're going to get married with you or join in with you. It all depends on where you're at. If you want to get the world's attention and the church afraid, if we want to get the world's attention, we've got to keep on pointing to Jesus. We got to stop pointing to New Bethlehem, First Baptist, Second Baptist, Macedonia, all the other Donson, and all the rest of them, and start not talking. Don't be pointing to Reverend Walker. You got to point to Jesus. Dr. Robinson, all the other Robinson, Jack, and all the rest of us. We got to stop talking. We got to point to Jesus.
That's right.
It's all about him.
Yes, sir.
About who you are and what he done for you. And the world got us shaky. Bless his holy name. So most real Christians, Lord have mercy, don't want their name. Most of them. For some reason or another, in this modern time, they hate the name Jesus. Now, why the world hate the name Jesus? God of mine, why they hate the name Jesus? Well, the world, one time, see, the world thought. They thought. The world of people's problem is Jesus. They thought that Jesus was dead for good. They thought he was dead. They didn't see nobody. They thought he was dead for good. Thought he was dead for good. And if you notice, he didn't show himself to no world after he got up. Oh, nobody but those who he left believing in him. He didn't go out and show the Pharisee, I'm back. No, he ain't come back.
No.
This is something you got to believe for yourself. But watch this, my lawyer. But think about what happened going on here. But the church, the leftover church, the church, and we still that church. The left. But the problem, they thought he was dead for good. But these old church folks. These old church folks kept on talking about, he got up. Them old crazy preacher talking about, he got up early Sunday morning. That was disturbed the world.
My Lord.
But we know it's bedded down in us. We can't help ourselves. We know he got up. We know he is alive. We can't help ourselves.
My Lord.
Yeah. I heard you. Well, how do you know? In me through the power of the Holy Ghost, I know he's alive. way that he is alive. And this destroyed the world. God Almighty. When you bring up his name, it destroyed worldly folks. We preach this for to preach that. He lived. And the devil mad with the church. The devil mad. God Almighty. He tried to put doubts in folks' mind. But we know he lived, boy. I said he lived. He lived. God Almighty. Thank God for Jesus. But most real Christians today have a problem of fear and a shame because of worldly peoples. That's right. Because of worldly peoples. They hate righteousness. They hate the righteousness of God. I like what old Paul said, boy. Told y'all many years ago, and boy, preaching in it. A long time. I messed around the Holy Ghost. Let me run to Romans 8:31. I ain't joking with you, boy. I was going through a few things, and, you know, because you're running me out of Bethlehem, and I messed around there. I wasn't doing it, but preaching the gospel now. I wasn't playing preaching. Like I don't play preaching then. And I'm boasting and bragging about it. But I'm trying to say, but I messed around and stumbled up on that.
Hey.
You got to believe this right here. You're mad. Special Masons. Yeah, I'm sorry about your Mason folks. Eastern Stars and things and all that kind of stuff. You ain't gonna, I stop if you ain't gonna bring nobody across here and put your poles and sticks and things all up on it. No, I stop that mess. I said, dead, take it to the graveyard. Have your ceremony at the graveyard. I was just the crazy they were.
Look at you, man. Look at you.
One time they brought the first one in there, and I was standing there waiting. Everybody got in, and family had been seated and everything. We still standing. And I did what I said. I said, when he pulled his hat off, I saw. If the preacher can pull his off, he better pull his. If I can pull mine off, he better pull his off. Got his high head on like he's somebody. You ain't hit on nothing else. You may hit on something like y'all. This God house. You don't bring this mess in God house. You don't bring that mess in God house. It's dead. That's witchcraft. That's witchcraft. That's witchcraft. Take it to the graveyard.
Yeah.
Cause it's dead. It's dead.
Yeah.
Ain't no life in it. It's dead.
Yeah.
Take up all the church time.
Uh-huh.
With all that junk going on in.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Once somebody, my time about out.
Go ahead.
Once somebody, she was a sister. I she owned up from my mama. She lived next door to us, and you know, but I wasn't preaching there, you know, and everything. And but the other one, she still, my mama did. But anyway, how the case may be, the funeral will be at our church. Oh yeah, be at church now. And she come in the past. She knew she had heard about me. You can't have y'all. I can't have somebody told you. You can't have that ceremony down there. You know, at New Bethlehem. I'm quite sure she heard it, because she came back in my pastor's study. Her and her, what you call them, other lady, big time lady, who with her? The grand whistle. Them sister had another kind of name. Y'all, some of y'all, I know some of y'all in here now, but what's the sister name? No, what's the sister? Well, she wasn't, the top in the woman, women department. She brought her with her. Come knocked on my door and said, how you doing, my boy? You know, I ain't crazy. I know she's trying to do shit. Kind of butter me up. How you doing, my boy? I said, how you doing, so honey? May God bless you. May God bless you, baby. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Well, I wonder what the lady's name was. Yes, ma'am. So and so, you know. And so we've having our little ceremony here, you know, and we're going to have it. I said, baby, I said, honey, I got all respect for you, but I can't have it here. All right. How the devil butter you up?
All right.
I can't have it here. But, you know, well, he ain't going to be long. I can't have it here. I ain't down him. I ain't do nothing. I said, I just can't have it here. Saints ought to stand up. We give in to the world too much. I said, we give in to the world too much. All this stuff we got going on, want to plant it in the church. Take up 30 minutes with all that little exercise, all that little kind of stuff. Why don't bring that mess in here? See, the world, that folk, they hate righteousness. They hate the righteousness of God. They get mad with you when you stand up for righteous. Timothy was afraid. Timothy was ashamed. Why? Because his fame was God deal.
All right.
And Paul recognized it. But he needs some help. I know you've been born again. I'm going to get a little spark. You need a little spark. Let him remember what I've done. Somebody help me a spa. Look at your name and say, do you need a spa? Them old folks, and not them old folks, check yourself out.
Yeah.
Check yourself out.
Yeah.
Why can't the Lord of God be for you? If he be for me,
yes, sir.
I mean, that's took with me, but if he be for me, who can be against me? In other words, if he wants me to die for him, that's his business. If he wants me to get killed, that's his business. It'd be all his business and not their business. You can't move except God allows you to move. You can't get up on your own. You can't do nothing on your own. God allows everything that's going on in the world. He allows it. He can destroy this world with the time he get ready. And one day he gonna do it. Bless his holy name. Boy, I won't get started on that. Cause I ain't gonna have my time about up. But I will tell you this. This world that we now live in needs spiritual help.
Right.
We need spiritual help. We need spiritual help. It's only got to come through Christ if you want to fix it. Not the devil, he's a spirit. But we need holy spiritual help. Folks don't realize there are two spirits going around. If you don't obey this, the word of God, Lee said, if you don't obey the word of God, who else that leading you? We got to be doers of the word, not just hearers only. Yeah. Not to be afraid to stand up for Jesus in these last days. I'm going to start right back where I started this day. This day. Time out. Bless his holy name. He's the Savior. If anybody love you, he loved you. He can't prove it no more. He already done died for you. What else you want to do? Well, I ain't giving my life to Christ here. Why? Why you haven't? Why you haven't given your life to Christ? Why? Well, I'll get tied up in that stuff. Well, you come to church if you're here. You know, I'm going to talk about Jesus. Now he
catalog number 14,
is the most
40,
important
14,
somebody
40.
In this world. Nobody more important than Jesus Christ in this world. Watch this now. He is. Everybody say he is.
He is.
He is the only one. Nobody else. Jesus is the only one. If a man go to heaven, they got to go by him.
All right.
No other way to get there except by him. Watch the devil. The devil don't want you to go there. He wants you to stay where you are. He know if you stay where you are without Jesus, he know where you're going to stay forever. I said forever. Forever, ever, ever, ever. If you never stop saying ever, forever, ever, ever, ever. Ain't no end to it, forever, ever. Boy, I thought about that one time. I said, boy, forever. That mean I preach like I preach. I won't see a soul go to hell forever.
All right.
In the lake of fire, forever, 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 forever. And when Jesus said you can miss it. Ain't that something? When Jesus said you can miss the lake of fire. How, Reverend Walker? By giving your life to him. You can't beat that nowhere.
That's right.
You can't beat that nowhere. So many folks in these modern times don't believe there is a hell. Well, you better find you another Bible to read then. You better go. No, I better call a folk name on the radio, buddy. Folks sue you now. But how else can it be? You better go check these Bibles out.
That's right.
There is a hell.
That's right.
There is a lake of fire.
Yeah.
He give you a chance. He the one come and give us a chance. He died that we can have life.
Yes,
he died for your sin. He didn't die for himself. He died for your sin and my sin. Somebody had to pay a sin debt. God's son paid the debt.
Right.
I'm going to say this. I'm those of church. When Jesus got up out that grave, see, he couldn't be touched by no human being. Because he had to go. He was the sacrifice for us. He had to go to heaven to show himself to God, the Father. If anybody had to touch him, they'd mess the whole thing up. Mary finna touch him. He said, don't touch me. I'm got to go pay the debt first. I'll be right back. Hey, Joe, I'll be right back. See, he's faster than fast and quicker than quick. You know, he made fast. He made quick. You know, he said, I'll be right back. So don't you touch me. If you touch me, you'll mess the whole thing up. So he had to go up and show himself around the throne of God. His blood was shed. He paid the debt. Now, he came back quicker than quick, faster than fast. And said, so now, you can touch me. I don't pay the debt. Who debt? Your debt, my debt. It keep us from going to hell. Stop being deceived by the devil. There ain't no hell. There's a hell. He said, don't bring it up, but it's still a hell. And if you don't get saved, that's where you're going. I'm not being dogmatic. That's where you'll go. Then it's too late. It's too late then. It's over with you. It's over with you. Jesus wouldn't come now him. It wouldn't, if everybody just died and be over. He wouldn't have come here for that. That's like chicken. They got a soul, but not a living soul. Dogs got soul, but not living soul. Living soul means you got to live somewhere forever. We came out of the image of God.
That's right.
That's right.
We can't never stop existing.
That's right.
Your soul got to exist somewhere forever. That means Jesus come here. He don't make nobody give their life to Christ. It's going to be up to you. Can't pay your way. Mama can't save you no seat. Your best friend can't tell you, save a seat. She, the devil ever sang them song. When you get to heaven, save a seat for me. No, you can't save no seat for you. Can't save no seat for you. You got to meet the Lord yourself. It's an individual thing. Where I put my Bible? Oh, hey, I had it somewhere. Let us all stand. Somebody may want to give their life to Jesus. I don't have nothing to lose now. I got everything to gain. You can have the same thing. If you without Christ, give your life to Him right now. Don't be ashamed. Give your life to Him right now. Don't be ashamed. Give your life. We're going to have the Lord's Supper meeting after this service. We're going to pass the Lord's Supper out those who plan on staying. But somebody may need to give their life to Christ. Will there be one? Think now, if you lost, what you ashamed of? What you are ashamed of? Think now. What you are ashamed of? Well, Reverend, I'm just not ready to give up. Well, before you die tonight, before you die, get killed in a car wreck on your way home. It's too late. You don't know how long you're going to live. Nobody know that but God. Get saved while you have a chance. Will there be one? This is my job. Is to open the doors, what we call open the doors of the church. You got to die. If you die without Christ, and God don't tell you, Walker told you, Jimmy told you, Reverend so-and-so told you, so-and-so told you. See, it's over. Give your life to Christ while you have a chance. You don't know when you're going to die now. You don't know when you're going to die. Lord, have mercy. Come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
Yeah. Sister Blunt, how you doing, man? May God bless you here. You know you're saved.
Yes, sir.
You've been baptized.
Yes, sir.
We're glad to have you here. Come and work out your soul salvation with the entrance. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to His holy name.
Pastor Walker, we have two candidates for baptism.
Hallelujah. Glory to His holy name. We call your name. I want you to step out. We call your name. What did he call your name? That's all right. That's right. Yeah, I like that. They could call your name.
This is Gabrielle Payton.
Step out. Hey, God bless you.
And Raymond Town.
Come on, little town. How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right? How old are you? You 5 years old. How old are you? 10. God bless your heart. Have you heard about Jesus before? Have you heard about Jesus before? Bless your heart. You won't give your life to Jesus for your personal Savior? You won't give your life to Jesus for your personal Savior? I want you to repeat after me. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ. You got to say it. I want you to say it too, okay? I want you to say it with your mouth. Say it with your mouth. Say, I believe. You two all both together. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe He died for my sin. But He didn't stay dead. I want you to say it now. Say what I said. But He didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in His hand. Said, I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ to be my personal Savior. Said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. Say, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Now, go tell your mama you're saved. Go tell your mama you're saved. Here's your mama. Go and tell that fellow you're saved. Go tell him you're saved. Don't take anything and say, I'm saved. Go tell him you're saved. Ain't nobody. Go tell him you're saved. Ain't gonna do nothing to you. Tell him you're saved. Yeah. There you go. Come on back. Hallelujah. You come back over here. Yeah. You ain't got to shake all of them. Come on. There you go. Come on back up, man. See, they got to confess with their mouth. That's what the Bible says. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God heard that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can baptize them tonight if y'all come back, okay?
Amen.
Okay? All right. Y'all bring them back now, okay? Y'all follow that young lady. We're going to say a little short prayer. Those who are going to stay, after I pray, those who won't leave, I'm going to take a little stuff, you can leave after I pray. Those who are going to stay, may be seated. You're going to be in the hands of Brother Paul Moment. Gracious Father, thank you now. Thank you for everything. But we thank you for Jesus. The Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you for letting him die for our sins. That we may have a right to the tree of life. Thank you for the love. Thank you, dear God, for putting up with us. Looking beyond our fault to see our need. That we may be taken of the Lord's Supper. Recall what you've done for us. Thank you. I remember. Thank you now. Bless every soul. Keep them all in your care. Bless those who confess your name now. Those Heavenly Father, those who are going through trials and tests, have mercy on them right now. Those who need to heal and touch them right now. In Jesus' name. Give them a testimony. Where you can tell the world the good things you've done for them. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Those of us who pray don't stand for the Lord's Supper. You can be seated. It's in the hand of Brother Paul.
Hey, bless y'all. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
How you know, yeah, time. All the blood done signed my name. Well, Jesus told me, Jesus told, yes, the blood, yes, Jesus told, Jesus told me, oh, yeah, blood on my mind. Well, Jesus told, oh, Jesus told, oh, the blood, oh, the blood done signed my name. Well, somebody said, oh, Monday, oh, the man, oh, the blood. Well, it's on a man, yes, on a, oh, the blood. Well, it's on a, ooh, on Monday, oh, the blood. Yeah, yeah. Done signs. Somebody else said this right here. Well, there's one, two, step. One, two. Yeah, yeah. The blood. Well, on a two. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, blood. Oh, the blood. Yeah, come sign my way, Lord. Wanna waste it? Wanna waste? Well, on a, well, oh, the blood. Well, it's on a wind, Lord, the sun shines. Oh, the blood, yeah. Don't sign my. Somebody said these words. Well, it's on a Thursday. On a. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's on a Thursday. Oh, yeah, the blood. Well, it's on a, yeah, oh, blood, oh, the blood, yeah, come sign my. Now, this is my day right here. Well, the one Friday. One fry, yeah, yeah, the blood. Yes, was on a fry, yeah.